The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
Welcome to Loveline. Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Now, we've seen that man there, Dr. Drew Pinsky.
Mike Catherwood, you go crazy.
Showtime!
This is Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191.
This is Loveline.
Loveline with Dr. Drew and Mike Catherwood.
Yeah,
you live.
You live.
Who's your daddy, bitch? Oh, you live.
Oh, Mike, what a big day.
Rompetón.
Huh?
Rompetón.
Rompetón.
That's what Rudy calls the dirty heads.
Oh.
The rompetón.
Nice. What is De Oro? What's his name?
Oh, yeah. Forgot. We're both, like, practically dead.
I know. What's his first name?
God damn. What was it? Because it wasn't Ganas. It was Pelotas. Pelotas de Oro. Yeah, Dirty Heads, our friends, man. They're on the show tonight. We're going to play some music for them. End of the World, that new single. They're good dudes, man. They really are. And tonight also our open forum is Facebook jealousy. Right. Give me a little more detail on this, Drew.
It's Facebook envy. First of all, you all waste time on Facebook, but how many times you go to Facebook and you see people posting things that make you jealous or envious? Either they're dating someone or they're doing something exciting. They're on a trip somewhere.
See,
it seems their life is so much more exciting than yours,
right?
Even though we all know that's not really their life.
I have to be honest. I have zero of this, but it's not because I'm so like self-aware.
Yeah.
It's because I don't go on. The only time I go on Facebook is to look at my own pictures that I put through Instagram.
However, you do look at hot chicks sometimes on Facebook. Now, maybe that makes you...
Only Instagram.
Okay, well, Instagram and Facebook, then.
Okay, well, no, because this all came out of Facebook. There is a difference, because Instagram really is just a collection of pictures. With Facebook, you get the commentary and the photo albums that make it seem like, look at my life.
Yeah, yeah.
And that might exist on Instagram as well, but then I got to recuse myself again, because I only follow people whose lives I want to be jealous of.
Well, I'm saying,
you know what I'm saying?
Right. So when you see those pictures, you get a little envious, huh?
No, because like I said, I'm only following people whose lives are unattainable to me.
So you want to torture yourself?
I don't really follow. It's different for me, because I think most people in the world, when they're on social networks, they're a lot, especially Instagram,
follow their friends.
And Facebook, they're following their friends.
Yeah.
And people that I follow almost exclusively Victoria's Secret models and like athletes.
And you don't have
so
any
it's like,
negative reaction
when I see
to that.
Tom Brady post something, it's not like I go, I'm so envious. I go, I know your life's awesome. That's why I'm following you. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do. But it still is a little bit of envy and a little bit of reaction. It's all good.
Do you get that?
Do I feel envious?
Yeah.
I was jealous of my kids and they've been on trips and things. I was getting very jealous.
Yeah, but I was setting you straight.
How's that?
Because I was like, when they come back to the real world,
yeah,
and they have
to
start like looking for jobs, you're so not going to be envious.
No, you set me straight. But that's the whole point. That's how stupid it is to get envious on Facebook.
Yeah.
That's what sort of made me resonate with this topic, which is like, this is foolishness, but we all fall victim to it.
Yeah.
And it'll be interesting to see all the different stories of the different range of things people, you know, get into.
And that's later tonight on the open forum. But right now we're taking your calls regarding anything you want. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the number. Hello, John.
Hello?
Hey, John.
What's up, dude?
Hey, guys. So my question is pretty much almost every relationship that I have, when I start out, I feel like my sex drive is really high. And then after about 6 months, it pretty much drops down to almost nothing.
Yeah, you get used to having sex with a girl.
But in that short period of time?
Short.
Said 6 months.
It's an eternity for a lot of guys.
6 months?
I don't know. Well, I mean, most of my relationships have been, you know, over a year. So, yeah, but.
Listen, I'm not saying it's a good thing, but, dude, I've gotten tired of girls after first insertion.
How far down does it, how shut down do you become?
It's pretty minimal. Like, I feel hardly anything.
Well, that's the other, you know, when it really goes to nothing, you wonder whether somebody has difficulty with intimacy, because some people, if they've been traumatized in some way or started to learn that sex is bad, start to feel uncomfortable with closeness with somebody for whom they're sexual and developing deeper closeness. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Did you have some trauma?
Not that I know of. I mean, my family life was pretty good. My dad worked a lot when I was young, but that's about it. My mom was stay at home and raised me pretty much.
You have brothers and sisters?
Nope, no siblings.
Hmm. And your mom, how is that relationship?
We have a really tight relationship.
Too tight? Yeah. Sometimes it can be too tight. Sometimes it gets too... If your dad was away all the time, were you ever sort of looked at as the little man of the house?
Ooh.
I don't think so. I mean, I don't feel that I was.
Okay. And maybe it's just you're not ready to have a relationship yet. You know, it's possible. But that really? A common thing that happens if the dad's really gone is the child, you know, the male child can become the sort of surrogate partner. And that ain't good for the kid.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay, just think about it. Maybe you're just also just not ready, or you haven't met the right person yet. You got to figure these things out.
I'm currently with a person. I really enjoy it, so
all right.
I don't know.
All right.
Good. All right, dude.
It's all good. You'll figure it out.
Okay.
All right, dude.
Give it to us. Thanks.
1-800-LOVE-191 is the number. You think the phones are okay?
I do think they're okay. 1-800-LOVE-191. We had a big Stern day today, you and I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was weird.
I know. Tell them about it.
Well, it was mostly you.
You were on there a bunch.
Yeah, I mean, it was me talking, but they really waxed poetic about you for a good amount of time.
It was a long time.
Talking about, it was you and I talking about Howard's interview of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right.
And then they commented, they being Howard and Robin mostly.
But Ralph kept it going.
Ralph interrupted just pretty much to say that he thinks you've had plastic surgery. It was pretty funny.
Robin, just answer it.
Yeah. And then Robin looked at a picture of him. She's like, oh, yes, he does look like a male model.
What picture would they possibly have gotten their hands on?
Yeah.
Probably somebody else.
It's Anderson. It's Anderson Cooper.
Right. Oh, it's so funny.
Yeah, so that was strange. It's always weird, even if it's just a snippet, to hear them either talk about me or have audio of me on the Stern Show. Because it's just like, it's like some parallel universe. Like,
Can you talk about your thing next week, speaking of a similar topic?
Yeah. I think I talked about it last night.
I think
on the
so
show.
Too, but I can't
about,
remember.
About being on Today Show?
Yeah.
Oh, I will, this Monday.
Oh, by the way, yeah. I talked to a, oh God, it's been such a long day. I talked to a Rudy-esque gentleman today. I was going to tell you this. And
Jewish fella?
Yeah.
Yeah.
First thing he did was he started rubbing his eye like he couldn't look at me just the way Rudy does. He like did this thing like, yeah.
I can't even look at you, dog.
Yeah, he was like, he starts squinting and doing that exact Rudy move. I almost laughed out loud.
It's almost as if I have a talent for creating
Picking
a character.
Out, yes.
Yeah,
but I mean, this guy wasn't super rooted out. He just was actually kind of
super rooted out.
But it really stopped me in my tracks. I was like, "Wow, that's a thing."
Damn it! I had something to ask you about.
Stern?
No, medical wise.
Oh.
Oh, and then we had Ann Coulter on the show today.
It was awesome.
On the daytime show.
Yeah.
And I posted a picture of her and I together.
Yep.
You would have thought I put a picture of Hitler and I together.
I know. It's crazy.
Like. I get how she rubs people the wrong way. I get it. She kind of goes for it. But I had no idea. I didn't know people got that politically vitriolic. I didn't know. I had no clue. And then I was thinking about it at home because like people were like really angry about me even taking a picture with her or talking to her. And I thought about it. I was like, you know, I wouldn't take a picture with like Michael Moore. And if I did, I would expect people to clown me. And that's like, I guess, the only thing you could think of in the opposite direction.
But what's really, we did talk a little bit on HLN tonight about the fact that people are getting angry with people who are just having an opinion.
Yeah, if you have a different opinion than someone,
people have to get just crazed angry, and that's a problem.
And I gotta stick up for. And I know I'm not. I've been open about how I'm not really a religious person, and I don't get how sometimes it can get in the way of people's ability to tolerate other people. But I gotta say, like. The only people you can skate on in the media, just bashing the crap out of them, is conservative Christians. Like, you can't say crap about anyone without getting just letters and anger. You can just defecate right on a Christian's head on TV,
well,
and people be like,
a conservative anything, really. Yeah, super conservative.
Yeah, but if they're like a, especially if they bring Jesus into it, like if you bring Jesus into it and say like, ha ha ha, stupid,
not
dumb, narrow-minded Christians.
If you're African American, you can't. They can't crap on them.
What do you mean?
It has to be a white Christian.
Yeah, well, that's probably true. Yeah. I don't know. If it's an African American Christian that's like outwardly narrow-minded towards certain sexual proclivities or other like certain ways of life, you can say how dumb or stupid or narrow-minded or ignorant that person is, and probably not get any insults. And I'm not at all trying to like take sides here. I just find it funny. Like, if there was a even a group, like a group of teenagers that shot someone because they drew a picture of Jesus, we would kick them. We would kick churches out of the country. Hmm. We would be beating people left and right just for the sheer sake of them coming down to the thought of the tyranny against our country. But you can't say that because, man, it's Muslims. You can't say that. We can't judge. That's their way. But Christian did that. Holy mackerel. Mm-hmm. Holy mackerel, the fallout.
Yeah, there would be.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right.
And like if you're like picketing in front of an abortion clinic, talking about Jesus will burn your, you know, will force you to hell and stuff, you are a hate mongering terrorist. But you can't even say Muslim terrorism. Like, you, those words better not come out of your mouth in the media. You're done for, buddy.
It's interesting.
And I'm not trying to, again, I'm not even trying to pigeonhole Muslims. It's just like,
You're talking about the restrictions of free speech.
It just seems like, yeah, you can't get away with talking crap anymore unless it's, they're open season.
Certain unpopular peoples.
Yeah. All right.
It's weird.
Yeah. Well, certainly no one calling the show. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the number. The Dirty Heads are here. And their heads are as dirty as ever, Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
They're going to join us straight ahead. And that's that. My friends, this is Loveline.
It brings you beautiful love, and it'll drive your mind through 1,000 terror-filled moments.
More Loveline still to come.
This is Dr. Drew for True Car. Everyone is talking about transparency these days, a word you hear a lot, because people want it. So when it comes to making a big purchase, like perhaps buying a new car, you expect some transparency in the buying process. This is a process that gives you the confidence to know you're getting the fair deal, right? So you can really look at all the details. To understand the power of transparency, you need to check out True Car and True Car's mobile app. True Car not only can configure the car you want and how you want it, but you can see what others actually paid for the same car you're looking for, down to the zip code. So right in your area, you see the very same car. So you know what you can expect to pay for the car you want. Pretty transparent, right? And once you decide on that car, you can lock in guaranteed savings on an average over $3,000 off MSRP. Then you're connected with a trusted TrueCar certified dealer that will honor your savings without any negotiation, no shenanigans. So when you're ready for a new, transparent car buying experience, save time, save money, and never overpay, download the TrueCar app today. So it turns out our usual Loveline phone number is broken, so we've been promoting the wrong phone number, but what you can use to get through to us is 1-800-520-1067. If that sounds familiar to those of you here locally, that is the K-Rock request line. That number does come to us, 1-800-520-1067, and we will get to your calls. But before we get to calls, Mike.
The Rompedoms are here.
Very exciting.
The Dirty Heads, everybody.
What's up, kids?
Jared, Matt.
We broke your phone lines. So many people.
You know, like when Caitlyn Jenner first exposed pictures of herself and it broke the internet? Dirty Heads coming on Loveline broke the phone lines.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Just too many beautiful chicks and bros that want to talk
mostly
to you.
Bros. That's the name of our new album.
Beautiful chicks and bros.
Yeah. Beautiful bros and chicks.
Hey, speaking of beautiful chicks and bros, Dr. Drew. Mm. Can I get where can I get that ISIS flag that has that's made of dildos and butt plugs?
It's the best thing ever.
I want that so I'd totally put that up.
Yeah, I'm sure.
At my house. You guys see that?
No.
So at one of the many gay pride parades around the world this past weekend, there was one in London, and this guy had constructed a faux ISIS flag. It was like a made like to replicate the ISIS flag exactly, same colors and everything. But instead of like the swords and stuff, it was dildos and butt plugs.
It's actually Arabic writing and stuff. It's all sort of configured, but it's built dildos and butt plugs.
It's creative.
And CNN posted it as ISIS flag flying amongst the gay pride.
Pretty sweet. And she's like, now let's focus. They got like NSA experts and like Homeland Security. They're like, focus in on this man with the flag. Is this something we should be concerned of? Because we know that ISIS is not a fan of the homosexual community. Are they planning an attack? And they're like zooming in on it. It's just big dong, veiny. Dongs and butt plugs everywhere.
That guy is so stoked.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Whoever that genius is who deserves to, who should be working for NASA, that person is. I just want to know. Like, can I get that on Amazon? Because
they should make that flag like a purchasable item.
Hell yes. Yeah. Yeah. Hell yes.
I bet.
And speaking of purchasable items, we have a world premiere night. Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us about. You know what? Let's just get right into the music. Okay. Why not? Why not? While we're getting the phone lines built up?
The calls are jamming, by the way, now that we've switched the lines over again. It's not our usual number. It's 800-520-1067, which is the KROQ request line, because our usual lines are broken because the dirty has broken.
Sorry. Let's get to the phones. Fine. By the way, you guys going on tour with Slightly Stupid, huh?
Yeah.
They were here earlier this week.
Oh, man.
They're excited, but a little bit hesitant.
Oh, yeah? Why?
Because you guys are gross.
Because we're gross?
Yeah.
You guys gross? Like we gross a lot of money or we're gross?
Well, both now. But okay. I think that like they're mostly worried about like
descending the depths.
Like poo-poo and vomit and stuff and kind of stuff. Yeah,
yeah. Well,
that's because they used to do it back in the day and they don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
So.
They feel like they're above it now. Like they've outgrown
it. No one's above
it,
that.
And I told them, nope.
That's just the first day.
Give it like 4 bong loads and 2 tour stops and you guys are going to be like puking in each other's mouth, doing German scat films.
Body bongs.
Yeah. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the number. But actually, no, I'm sorry. God, it's just part of my DNA. 1-800-520-1067 for the night because Jared and Matt of the Dirty Heads have broken our phones. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, I just want to say thanks for pointing that out. I really appreciate it. You're not going to find a lot of people in the media that are going to be willing to say what you said.
No.
And, talking about your picture with Ann Coulter, you should definitely be ready to get ripped because you're going to for what you said, but I do appreciate it. I'm an academic, and I am in one of the most PC-correct communities in the country. You definitely cannot be a conservative, and you most certainly can't be a conservative Christian. So I appreciate you pointing that out.
All right, dude.
You're gonna hear about it, but I appreciate it.
Yeah,
What do you mean you can hear about it, about talking with Ann?
Oh, well, he's going to hear about it for making the comments that he did about conservative Christians, that you can rip them, you can say anything you want about them. He's going to hear about it just like he did about his picture with Ann. He's going to hear about it.
All right.
Well, but hang on a second. Hang on a second. The interesting thing about guys like Mike and Kroll and stuff, they don't care. So interestingly, when people rip on them, it just stops because they don't care.
Oh, which I can completely appreciate. I'm glad that he does it.
Yeah.
It's a fair comment. It's something fair to say. And, you know, It's. I don't think it was incorrect at all. Something to say, but he's definitely going to hear about it.
Okay. All right, dude. Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Do you guys ever? I mean, I know you're not like outwardly political guys, but at the same time, I mean, you do. I know Jared at least from times we've talked off the air. You're a thoughtful person. Do you ever hesitate to write about certain things because you're like, I don't know how that's going to go over with certain people?
Yeah. Not so much the songwriting, but just like, when I post things on Twitter or Instagram, it's like I got to remember it's not just 20 of my friends and we're not in a room right. And like I can't really say because there is a point to where I think that we've gotten to where people do listen to you and like you are on a platform to where there might be some kids out
there
that
are
impressionable.
Kids,
it's usually like the kid, like younger kids that you can see like our fans and you're like, oh, maybe. And then there's part of me, like the psycho Mike part of me that's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if you're following my page and you listen to our music, like you got to be pretty open-minded.
There is a part of that. Whereas like if it's on the album, I could see where it's like a truly like, no, well, listen, you, if you don't like your kid hearing what I put on the album, your kid shouldn't be buying the album. But as far as like Instagram and Twitter, though, it is dicey because you're like, anyone can just pick this up and see. Like, I even stopped cussing on my Twitter for that reason. Like, because I'm like, what if some dude who's like, you know, some 35-year-old guy in Huntington Beach, and he's like a fan of Loveline. He follows me. He wants to be entertained. But his kid just picks up his iPhone, and there's a big F-bomb or like a C-word. Then I'm the guy who's responsible for him going to third grade and being like, you're a C to a little girl.
Which is the best word.
Which would be pretty sweet.
But yeah, when it comes to the music, I don't think so. I think that's, for us, more creative. So what we're going to put out is more personal to us. So if you don't want to listen to it, you know, first our music is for us. And I mean, if you've listened to our music, we probably aren't. No, there's a couple lines that in more of our hip hop stuff that make me laugh that I'm like, oh, I'm putting this in because it just made me laugh. And if you get offended by it, then you shouldn't be a fan of ours.
As did the, maybe not the songwriting process, but at least like how aware you are of what you're putting out there. Did it become different after like Lay Me Down and like the tours subsequently after that, where you guys went from one level of fame to a completely different level?
I think if anything, what we were trying to do before, we realized that it was kind of working with like kind of having that inspirational message behind our music. And, you know, we think of ourselves as kind of a feel good band and something that we'd like our fans to put on and be inspired by or feel better by. And, you know, we've gotten the emails. It's like, hey, you really helped me through this time.
Yeah.
I think things like that to where it helped the songwriting or it elevated it because you realize now, okay, kids really are listening to me and these messages that I'm trying to get across are getting across. So maybe it helped saying better things like, oh, I want to actually help somebody with this song or, you know, things like that.
It becomes like you get a charge out of that. Like even if just one person out of 20 says, hey, you really helped me through a tough
time. Heavy.
Like,
it's a heavy thing to read when it's like, you know, when it's a suicide or I had a family member die and, oh, this song helped me. That's like a heavy weight to really, you should take that serious. You shouldn't just be like, oh, well, you're a fan and cool, thanks. I'm going to just keep doing what I'm doing. Like that, you go to sleep at night and you think about those things and it's rewarding and it's cool. So it's definitely made us be like, oh, what we're trying to do is working.
Yeah.
So let's maybe just elevate it, you know, with songs like Sound of Change and things like that.
Which, by the way, it's a very nice song.
Thanks, bud.
It's very uplifting.
We'll be hearing it, yeah?
Yeah. No, we will be hearing
End of the World.
End of the World.
Oh, beg your pardon.
Which is not an uplifting idea.
Not at all.
But maybe.
No, well.
But maybe. There's a hidden message.
Well, once you hear the song, you'll get that it's not about the end of the world. It maybe should have been named Edge of the World because the story
it's
behind
about
it.
The guitar player for U2.
Yeah, exactly. and how he's so worldly and he knows everybody.
Kelly.
Yeah.
True's done.
Kelly.
Done.
Kelly.
Let's talk to Kelly. By the way, speaking of Corolla, he pointed out something that I've never been able to shake out of my head. It's a very good point. Everyone in the band, you've got Edge. And you got Bono, and you got, what's the other guy?
That was one name, whatever it is.
And then there's Larry. Oh. Like, how do you, how are,
is that the drummer?
If you're with Edge and Bono, how are you Larry? Like,
why don't you have a cool nickname?
Yeah, I mean, they're just throwing him out there, clearly. Hello, Kelly.
Hi.
Hey, now.
I was just calling because I was wondering what your thoughts were on a threesome. I'm actually married. We're a younger couple, and we're not really considering it right now, but maybe like 5 years from now, just to keep it, you know, our marriage spicy, I guess.
Whose idea is it?
Both of ours. I mean, I called before saying that porn had helped us, you know, in our sex life, and it was healthy, and sometimes when we're watching it, we're like, well, it turns into dirty talk, and so it's just turned into what about a threesome?
But that everything up until you bring another person in is fine. But when you bring another person in, the kinds of feelings that are generated cannot be predictable, and it's often destabilizing to a relationship. Do you have kids?
Right. Okay. I have a son.
Okay. So this is an absolute no, unless Mike. Sometimes you say hiring somebody.
Yeah, I say if you're gonna do it and you're a serious couple, you're not just like nudniks that are dating. That is the perfect time for a good escort. Because then it's like it's almost not intimate at all. It's like we're hiring this person to come in and serve a purpose.
Even so, though, the feelings that people might have could really rock a relationship.
Yeah.
Which I was worried about.
My hard, fast rules for threesomes. And I ain't got no problems with
you. You're not allowed to be a young mom.
Here's the thing.
That's number one.
If you are just dating around or you are not in a serious relationship and you want to have multiple person sex,
yep.
Do it.
Yep.
Go do it and do it a lot and wear a condom and have fun. If you are in any way want this relationship to last a long time and you care about that other person, it probably is not a good idea.
Or your
I'm
child.
Not saying it can't work.
Or your, the it's stability just probably of your family. Not a good idea. Yeah.
Okay, so I mean, it's probably going to sound totally wrong, but I mean, yes, I've had, you know, things happen before in my life that were traumatic, and so I can't say that I'd be totally comfortable with her or with him actually, you know.
Right. So you're literally going for a traumatic reenactment here. So let's not do that.
Okay? Unless you want me to join in. I mean, because I'm safe.
He's cheap.
I don't think he's going to be down for a guy.
No, the devil's threesome. Yeah. All right, I mean, listen, Jared, you're oddly silent.
No, I mean, I kind of agree with Mike. Like, if you're going to do it, it needs to be somebody that's totally detached from the relationship that you can't, like, get their number or have some sort of emotion. Like, it's just got to be – and I think it's got to be, like, a team type of thing where you're like, we're going to go smash this chick out. Like,
but
we're going to go
do this together.
Kelly,
Kelly's a trauma survivor.
See, that's it. Always goes there with Kelly. Drew. It's always like, Kelly, what happened to your dad?
She said she told us.
Yeah,
she,
no, I agree. Yeah. So, it is like, oh, well – when that comes into it. And that's why I was quiet. Well, it's like, true. Well, come on.
It is tough. It is tough when he nails it.
Yeah, right?
All right, Kelly. I mean, like, again, we can't, you're a big girl. You could do what you want to do. But I just honestly, when you think about, like, the fact that you're a mom and that you are so young and you're playing with fire and emotions get intertwined with stuff like that. And
the trauma reacts. And
also, you can really dirty talk and go a long way when you're a husband and wife. Like,
yeah.
You can keep milking that chamois.
Yeah. But what about
the chamois? Ring that chamois dry.
There, okay. Ring it out. What about the couples that it does work for? Like, I don't know how long it's working for, but I personally know some couples that are married, and the chick likes chicks. So she's like, I'm going to go out and find the hottest young one tonight. And then you ask the guy, well, what's the rules? And he's like, I just try and stay out of it as much as possible until it comes to the fun part.
I think that when it works, because like I know a couple that is like they're full-fledged swingers, and they have like a family, and they've been married a long time, and they're happy. The difference between them and some other people, certainly the ones we talked to on the show, is they met as swingers. Like, they were single swingers, met in the community, knew about each other being swingers, developed their marriage as swingers. You know what I'm saying? So I think there was, like, a whole different level of boundaries already.
As opposed to, I'm a trauma survivor. I'm thinking about doing this thing. Yeah. And it might bother me, but I'm still thinking about it. It's like, okay, that's
good. But for guys, it's purely just like, why don't I – well, of course I want to bang
it's
two
like
chicks.
Loads?
And
what?
Somebody
don't
other
ask
than my
me
wife.
That.
Yeah.
Accelerate the loads. Which is your third album, right? From now, next album is Bitches and Bros.
Yeah. Beautiful Bros and
Beautiful Bitches and Bros.
And Chicks.
1-800-LOVE-1. No, let's see. I think this phone number is still the one we're going with. 1-800-520-1067. Jared and Matt from the Dirty Heads. They join us this evening.
Hey, what's up?
It's Loveline.
Loveline. We'll be right back. Switch on, press talk button, and you broadcast. No wires needed, yet voices travel back and forth.
So, Dr. Drew, I am having a hard time. I think you need to rape your mic again.
Yeah.
See? Right. It's crazy how we're starting to just sense it. There we go.
Yo. Did it. No, there we go.
The Dirty Heads are here. First off, the
Dirty Heads are here. Second off, our phone lines broke tonight because of the Dirty Heads. Mm-hmm. So we're using a new number just for tonight. It's 1-800-520-1067. 800-520-1067.
Dirtyheads.com, the official website. Later tonight, we are going to hear End of the World from the band. nice. Always nice when these gentlemen stop by. They are good dudes, and you should support them. Let's go to...
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was very nice of you.
It's the truth. I mean it. Let's talk to Sweet Caroline in Costa Mesa. How are you, honey?
I'm doing great, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. What's happening?
Good. So I was talking about I am 25 and a virgin, not on purpose. I've just been kind of throughout my entire life attracted to men and being self-conscious from the very beginning, been turned down. And I'm attractive, but I just have just recently become sexually active. And I am thinking about pursuing a relationship with a man who has been very sexually active, has been a swinger, has been in very bisexual relationships. And I was just asking what advice you would have for me.
So wait. I'm sorry. I don't know if I necessarily followed. So you currently are a virgin, but you're starting to – you're on the verge of having sex.
Oh, I've had, like, oral sex and the like, but never, like,
you never sex.
Like
and
that.
The guy that you're thinking about crossing that line with is, like, a guy, like a full-fledged swinger, kind of super sexually active guy.
Yes.
That's like, you're jumping in the deep end, right?
Yeah, not necessarily the greatest way to go if you can't swim.
Yeah. It's very complicated. He's kind of like a mutual friend. He's a very great guy, but I don't know if I necessarily want to lose my virginity.
Yeah, here's what's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen. Okay. You're going to, if you do that, you're going to get very attached to him, and he's going to be busy elsewhere.
That's the best idea ever, and he's just going to blow your mind. You're going to become like a huge freak.
I understand that, but like, how would I like lose my virginity without getting super attached to the guy?
I disagree. I think more than likely it's going to be a horrible experience, like everyone's first time regardless of what age they are. And it's not going to matter anyway because he's going to think he's the greatest lover ever.
I had a good first experience.
I was raped.
Well, yeah.
Oh. That's that. Anyway.
Maybe that's how
Were you a little older, Jared?
16.
That's a perfect age, I think. Yeah. I think that's like right perfect. Yeah. Was she 16?
Yeah. Girlfriend, whole thing. Put on some Bob Marley. Oh, Slayer came in like halfway through because I had a 3-disc changer. That changed the pace. That was funny.
Yeah. It was just, but it wasn't like you should have stayed right with like South of Heaven.
Yeah.
No Bob Marley.
Rain and blood. Yeah. It was perfect.
Just destroy.
So, Carolyn, we're not going to tell you what to do, but it sounds a little bit problematic.
Yeah. It's just difficult at this age being so old. Or, I mean, not so old, but just being older and like, I know who I'm going to learn. Like, lose my virginity, too. I'm probably not going to tell them that I'm a virgin.
All right. Oh, that's good.
Right. Yeah. I honestly think that – and maybe this guy is great. I don't want to say anything against him as his character. I just think that there's a certain sensitivity that comes with taking a girl's virginity, especially an adult's virginity. And a guy who's, like, swinging and going to, like, swingers parties and key parties and stuff, like, he may not be ready – not ready for it, but, like – he's just maybe moved so far beyond it that it's not going to be a pleasurable experience for him.
Yeah, and then what if he's doing it as not a fetish, but like,
pity.
You know.
Mercy.
Like, no, not necessarily, but maybe he's doing it because it's like, oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Just
that's turning me on. I'm a
lift.
Freak, and I'm so desensitized by everything that now I just need to bang virgins.
I will bang virgins for the rest of my life. Hello, Ra-Ron?
Aaron?
Aaron?
What's up?
It's not me, right? Like, that does say Ray Ron.
But the R, R just jumped on in the last second.
Okay. What's up, Aaron?
Well, first off, thanks for all you guys do. You guys are all awesome.
Thanks,
man. So, within the last hour, I had my fiance break up with me.
Jesus.
And then I called her sister to learn she was cheating on me.
Oh.
So, feeling pretty good right now.
Okay, I mean this sincerely. Since she was cheating on you, isn't it way better that she broke up with you than went followed through with it and then you had some bitch that was cheating on you? You know what I'm saying?
How long you guys
that's true.
How long you guys been together?
I 4 years.
And what's her deal? Who was the guy?
Well, I'm not really sure. I called her afterwards and she claimed nothing really happened, but
She went on a trip to Vegas with her sister and went home with some random dude she picked up at a bar.
Well, the best thing that ever happened to you is that you know about it and she's, and then, because you don't want anything to do with her now.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's going to suck. It's going to really suck. And just hearing it, that's brutal. But, like, you'll look back on this and be like, oh, I'm so glad that she didn't keep lying to me and that I was stuck in this for longer.
Right. Either she's the kind of a person that can't be in a relationship and shouldn't be trusted, or something is wrong with this relationship, either for her or for both of you, and she just sabotaged it.
Yeah.
That sucks, though, man.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it's awful.
Strip clubs. Go to as many as you can with your friends. Yeah. Go to Vegas right now.
Vegas.
Go to Thailand. I say Thailand.
Yes.
Thailand.
Yeah.
Yeah, take a trip.
I should.
Right. Wait, now. I wonder where a lot of my friends say that Thailand is the is Disneyland for the man for someone with a penis. But those men that say that to me are very gross.
Super gross.
I'm wondering if there's a better place. Like if there's better, because the guys that are my friends who have said, Aaron, all kidding aside, I'm really sorry to hear that, dude.
Yeah.
And right now you're just in a world of pure pain. But Jared is right, and this is the best. Getting married to this woman would have been a effing disaster. The fact that you had this blow up on you now before you have to deal with an attorney to break up with her is the best thing that's ever happened to you.
Yeah.
As bad things go.
And yeah. 4 years is a long time. That does suck. But what if it was, you know, you just got to look at it. With the
You're young. Way. You're way too young anyway.
Yeah. How old was he?
24.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Yeah. I just got back from Thailand for the honeymoon. It was rad.
How was that?
It was rad.
Did you do any Muay Thai?
No, we went to a bunch, though.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you go to Lumpini, the major stadium, like the Yankee Stadium of Muay Thai?
No, I don't think so. Oh. We were on smaller islands. We stayed on smaller islands all the time. No. No, just there was no waves on any of the islands we went to. Yeah, watch Muay Thai, and we went to the full moon party on New Year's Eve.
What the hell's that?
It's like where they shot that movie, The Beach, and then they have this huge rave on New Year's Eve.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God! And we we met a buddy out there, and I was standing next to him, and he always does this thing on New Year's Eve where he's like, he does this fake countdown at like 11:30 because everybody's drunk. He'll be like 11, and then everybody will be like 9, 8, 7, and then you'll be like and the whole house will blow up. Then you'll be like, oh my God, you know. Dude, it's not even midnight. I was like, hey, we should do that thing, that fake countdown. There's 40,000 people on this beach. We should do
40,000?
I think it was 40,000.
Holy mackerel.
It's this gigantic thing where all these people come from, and there's like these places that are selling these mushroom shakes that definitely weren't mushrooms. And so, like, do the fake countdown thing. And we have these guys that we met from the UK, and we're like, hey, we're going to do this fake countdown thing. And it was like 11:50. Probably say 11:50 or 11:55, and we do it, and we think we're gonna maybe get like 100 people around us to trick them. Oh. We do it. 12, 11, 10, 100 people, 9, 1,000 people. Like 5 gets there, we hear the DJ starting to turn off, you know, and kind of scrambling around. And then we look, and there's this big sign that says, you know, Happy New Year's, and there's these Thai dudes sitting on it with little torches lit, right? And we get to 2-1, and the whole beach is doing it, and the guys, like, look around, like, I guess we go, and then they light the thing, they light the sign, and then fireworks start going off in the middle of the ocean. So it worked on a massive scale. Nobody checked their
power
watches.
Of influence.
It was one of the funniest pranks ever. And the fireworks went off for 10 minutes. There was a finale, and by the time the fireworks ended, it was 11:57. Nobody cared, though.
Dr. Drew, did they do it again? Hammered some Thai people into the ground like a tent spike with his big penis in 1971.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I heard about that. There were statues of you everywhere.
Nice. He was the last man out of Saigon in the Vietnam War, and he came over to Thailand, and they're like, oh, look at this giant white, and he unfurled his penis, and it just smashed people
into
the ground.
Started a whole religion.
Those people, he killed 3 people right out of the gate, and poor Thai people. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the number. The Dirty Heads are here. We're going to hear some new music and start the open forum straight ahead here on Loveline.
Loveline.
This is Loveline.
1-800-LOVE-191.
Yeah, Film Vault.
Week in, week out, we help you navigate through what's out there in the theaters.
On the Film Vault.
as well as what's streaming in a house near you, preferably your own.
Would you call the Film Vault a life-changing experience listening to it?
I think it's mildly amusing.
Mildly amusing and life-changing?
As well as life-affirming.
Okay, I like that. So have your life changed, affirmed, and be mildly amused on the Film Vault.
We do it for Van Gogh every week on Podcast One.
O-N-E. That's O-N-E.
Hey, what's up, Dr. Drew?
Rudy, what's happening, buddy?
Oh,
what's up?
Yeah. So I come in, what's up to Mateo and Jerry?
Yeah.
Like, and the rompe doms, dog. You know what I'm saying?
I usually get excited to come see Mike and Drew, but
Rudy comes into town.
Dude.
I know what it's like, dog.
We come up here to see you.
We know that.
I just like, like when the dirty heads come by, like most of the time, like, Weirdo bands, they don't share no weed or nothing, but like the dirty heads, they give me blazed every time. Like,
that's good.
Crazy chronic, my domes are like sparkly right now, like glitter in my dome is what it feels like.
Yeah,
you know what
I've noticed when you talk to these guys, you're much more direct and like you're comfortable around them.
It's like medicine for my brain, fool. Yeah. Like, cause you know, sometimes I come in here, I stumble up on my words or whatever.
Yeah.
But then the dirty heads get my head right, you know, with some yesca, and like I feel all good. Hey, like, I think you're playing some music right now.
I think we're at the end of the open forum, no?
Whatever, dog. You know, like, I mean, I thought we'd play it now, but, you know, it's like...
If we play it now, it'll take us to the top of the hour. I'm not sure that'll work.
So you're going
to
do the open forums?
Yeah, we'll do the open forums first, and then we'll do the music.
Hey, like, it's called, like, this open forum, the topic, dog,
yeah.
Is Facebook jealousy.
Yes, you heard us talking about that.
And it's not like, listen, Jared and Matt, like, not like just jealousy, like you look at your ex and she's dating some other vato or whatever.
No,
like,
no.
It can be that, but mostly like it's like you know those putos who put up pictures of like cars or like vacations they do, and you're like, damn, look at
or
that.
Or some guys put up some sweet bud, maybe you get a little jealous of that.
I see Jared's picture sometimes, it's like nugs of like, but the purple hair, like all over.
Yeah,
and I'm like, sit at home, and I'd be like, hey, I should beat off right now, dog. Cause like,
to the bud,
that weed looks crazy good, yeah. You know, and then like. It'll be like the fuzzy crystals, like the THC crystals,
the fuzzy crystals,
and then like the purple, like, you know. And then I think I should just blast some meccos right on that dog, you know, make like a hot fudge sundae with meccos and weed.
Meccos and weed. Oh my! Bye, Rudy.
There's our other
guy, man. Oh man, Mike, dude.
Yeah.
All right, listen, the phone number.
He was really excited to see you guys.
Like, I've never seen him, but yeah. All right. But we're using a different number tonight because our phones were broken. Dirty has busted our phones. So 800-520-1067 for the open forum. The open forum is Facebook jealousy, things you see and other people doing, and it makes you pissed.
Let's do it.
It's time for you to give us your opinions and insight. Here's tonight's open forum.
All right, let's get to it.
Again, 800-520-1067. Different number.
I get it. It's like some Dan Balzerian like post.
That's
like,
a perfect example.
I want to be that.
I want to blow that up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello, Vivi.
Hey.
Hey now.
What's up?
What's up, baby? Yeah.
Hey, are we still talking?
Yep. Hello? Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah. All right. That's one of my favorite questions
let's
ever.
Talk.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay. So my partner, P capital A, like Artner, he's an artist, and he works in nightlife, and he works at parties, but
he's a dancer?
Super loyal, and he's like more like the woman, and I'm more like the man, but that's another story. And he's always around like the coolest scene, like if you know the underground Burning Man scene.
Nope. But anyway, keep going.
And
one in this room is familiar with the underground Burning Man scene, although it would be interesting.
It's very like high, like cool fashion, cool music, like you know, like a lot of great artists, like Amanda Sage, Alex Gray, different.
You like, understand who you're talking to, right? Artists. Like you, like name Joanna Angel. That's like an artist I'm familiar with.
we're talking about painters, right?
Like, listen to like, me. Get to the point where you're jealous.
So he's posting all of these amazing pictures from like all of these crazy parties and raves and everything he goes to. And like, it's just his work. and he has like I just get so jealous. Like, I just imagine that he's like out at work and there's people offering him their bodies, like all this, like girls throwing themselves at him, and there's so many hot girls, and I know they're all around him, and I just get so jealous. Even
if he's just love listening to you like talk right now.
Celebrities.
Yeah, do you want to co-host this show? Because like I love you. Well, okay. Is he aware of the fact that you get this envious?
Oh, totally. I'm just like, oh, how is having sex with that girl? And he's like, oh, shut up. I'm so loyal to you and all this. And I just like automatically assume it because I just get ready for the worst.
All right. Well, see, I love you. Thank you, Vivi. Sam, hello.
Hi.
Sam?
Sam, don't listen to your radio. Turn your radio off.
Oh, sorry. Hi.
Hi.
What's happening?
You talk now.
Okay, well, my situation is I just broke up with my girlfriend about a month ago. She, even while we were still dating, we were trying to keep it a secret, but it was obvious that we liked each other and stuff like that. And
how old are you?
What?
How old are you?
23.
Okay.
That's what happened.
And, yeah, we were dating. We started dating in high school, junior year, and I thought it was serious. I thought she cared about me. We had to keep it a secret because, well, I don't want this to sound weird, but, okay, I'm going to say stepsister. So we weren't related at all, but she was my stepsister. So we lived in the same house together, but we actually met at school before our parents even started dating.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Yeah.
This is getting good.
Hell yeah.
This is getting good. Going.
Yeah, so we had to keep it a secret, and, well, it started about, let me think, probably 4 months ago. I started seeing pictures of her with another guy. It started out just simple, like their arms around each other and stuff, and I'd ask her about it, and she'd like get quiet or whatever and like try and deny it. And then she started posting pictures of them.
Hey. Oh!
Come on now.
Yeah, that's,
All right. Well, again, we weren't, you know, when we said, people getting jealous on Facebook weren't necessarily talking about catching people cheating so much as them engaging in activities or, you know, sort of social events. The first girl kind of was in the right
zone. She was kind of in that scene.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And again, the number 800-520-1067. It's the request line here, K-Rock.
Matter for somebody in his job. He might have been a pro-ho, though, just constantly posting pictures of famous people.
I was more amazed that he was dating a stepsister.
Banging his stepsister.
Did anybody catch
guy?
That one?
That was rad.
It does, like, there is something strange about that, because even though it sounds weird to us initially, imagine if there was, like, a hot chick in your high school and you were into her. And then you started dating her and like kissing her. And then all of a sudden your dad's banging her mom. And they're just like, wait, we're a couple. That would be, you would be like, well, what do I do? Stop being hot for her? That's so strange.
Wait, stop being hot for her?
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you can't just turn that off.
More,
like if you're already
into
it.
Yeah, even more into it.
But then, Drew, is there anything legal? Like, is there any problems with that?
It's more of the problem with Thanksgiving dinner. Because inevitably it doesn't work out. Inevitably there are still family events.
I think it would just get weird and it'd go nowhere, and that's probably what happened.
That's right.
And he was just
talking.
She wasn't.
Yeah, right. that would
station ID. 1-800-LOVE.
Okay, 1-800-520-1067. Jared and Matt are here from the Dirty Heads.
Hey.
Great man. Great.
I would just make her role play the sister thing a bunch.
They broke our phone lines, and so we're using the refuse the request lines tonight here locally in Los Angeles. 800-520-1067. We're in the open forum.
It's time for station identification. A quick 30-second break, and we will be back.
Time for you to give us your opinions and insight. Here's tonight's open forum.
Depends if you're an alcoholic.
Yeah, I think so. Just to get back here. I mean, I know I'm not him, pointing at Drew.
Yeah.
But I think that, like, you could really pass that by to me and be, as being like a healthy human being.
Four beers a day?
Yeah. You can't. You cannot have a 24-pack one day a week and then try to explain to me how that's healthy because 6 days a week you don't drink.
Yeah.
Alcohol gets damaging above a certain level. You know what I mean? Certain doses is where it really starts getting damaging. But there also is cumulative effects. But I agree. I think probably the toxic doses are worse than the – unless you're an alcoholic.
Just after a while it just starts eating.
Unless you're an alcoholic too, because the four a day will eventually get out of control. So anyway –
and also, it depends on the beer.
Open form.
Like four like microbrews that are 8% alcohol as opposed to like four Coors Light.
Yeah, well, that was the question I asked you last time. But I got a buddy that's a fan of the show, and he always says, hey, ask ask Drew a question. And that was the one.
Okay.
This one, it's if you knew you were going to die in a week and you're really healthy and you don't party and you don't do drugs and all that stuff, if you knew you're gonna die in a week, would you just go all in and just see what they're all like,
all the drugs?
Yeah.
Would I personally?
Yes, you personally.
No, because the way my biology is, I don't like them.
Gotcha.
What I've tried, I was like,
you know what he would do?
What? go back to Thailand.
Yeah.
Go back to relive
crushing.
His life.
Just
direct flight.
We got on this on the road not too long ago. We were talking about one night stands on the road, and it was like, well, yeah, well, you know, somebody was like, what if you get herpes? And then somebody was like, well, yeah, what if you get pregnant? And I was like, all right, which one's worse? You have a one night stand with a chick, and would you rather get herpes from her or her have a baby and she's keeping it? Her get pregnant.
Is
she's keeping
it. And
the
that
baby.
Was just like for your situation. Like if I'm Jared with a wife and kids, or
or is this like this just was if random. You're a single guy. You can go back to single Drew and single Mike.
I'd much rather have herpes.
That's what I said.
For me.
Yeah.
In fact, no kids.
Okay.
I'd much rather have herpes even now with a wife and a kid. Like that'd be horrible to just randomly get a chick pregnant.
Yeah.
That would way suck.
There was a couple that were like, no, I'd have a kid. And we're like, wait.
I'd rather
just deal with it.
Note taken.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting questions provided by Jared himself. The Dirty Heads are here. Jared and Matt from the band. We're going to hear End of the World very soon, but right now we are in the middle of the open forum. Do you ever get jealous or envious over stuff you see on Facebook? I want to hear about it.
Not just cheating, not just the
lifestyle
sort of
crap.
The lifestyle stuff people are into.
Hello, Esteban.
Hello,
Esteban.
That's a good one.
Hello, Esteban.
Hello.
Hello, Esteban.
What's up?
Esteban, play a thought for me.
Here's my thing. Okay, it's jealousy, 100% jealousy, but there's a little bit of some anger in there, too, some little feelings going on, hurt feelings. Like, I see
my cousin. Add that to the list, Drew.
What?
Of things only Mexicans say.
What?
Anal for anal.
Yeah.
And fillings. and burly. We have burly, fillings, and anal.
Burly?
What's burly? Like a big like,
burly. No, I burly felt it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about burly felt it. And then like, I think I hurt my girlfriend's feelings.
Exactly.
Feelings.
Hello, Esteban, go ahead.
All right. So, I'm on Facebook, and I see, you know, pictures of beautiful cars, nice house. And like, you know, I say, okay, by all means, you know, they did their thing. They're doing... They did what they had to do. They have nice things. I apparently didn't do as well. So
how old are you, though? How old are you?
I'm 33.
Oh, okay. But, I mean, you're still so young. It's not, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you were 60 and you saw, like, a guy with, like, a big, nice house and family, I'd be like, okay, I get it. But you're 33. You'll get the car you want.
Yeah. I have time, so.
Yes.
You know. Okay, so. I see, you know, different situations like that. But then here's the thing. Just recently the other day, I asked if I can borrow $20 to get some food. And it was legit. It was legitimate. Like, I really needed to do that. They're like, no, you know, times are hard. Yeah, sure, times are hard with a S500. But anyways, times are hard. So I'm like, okay. And then 2 days ago, I see a post. They're in Vegas. Talking about spending $300 in 2 hours on drinks. You know, it's jealousy mixed with some emotions there because of the situation.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Envy.
Yeah, A, that guy wasn't a good friend, and B, that's how a lot of people stay rich and are rich because they're super penny pinchers. C, what if you, you know, there's a lot of rich people that, you know, hey, I make $5 million a year. I spend, you know,
4.9.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello, Leo.
That dude's kind of a D-bag for kind of thinking it like that. It's like, they didn't want to give it to him. Like, don't get mad over that. I mean,
agreed, hard, Leo. Agreed.
That's right, Leo.
Anyway, first up real quick, Mike, it was great, your comment earlier about the conservative thing.
Oh, thank you.
I was
not expecting to get so many compliments.
No, I didn't
like,
think you'd get any, yeah.
I was just pointing it out, but thank you.
It's because, like, the way the country is, man, it's, like, very, like, hardcore liberal. I mean, look at Drew. Drew can't say anything without, like, some fat cat lady tweeting him on Twitter.
How dare you?
That is true. Drew can't say anything, period. I mean, it does seem like Drew's damned if he does, damned if he doesn't.
Yeah.
Like the infamous endometriosis thing. Look at that. That's a prime example. But
that's maybe my favorite thing that's ever happened. Garbage can. Yeah, garbage can.
Anyway, for me, I don't have Facebook anymore because it's stupid. But when I did have it, it was more like motivation because I would see like people that graduated with me making career advancements that I hadn't yet made. So it would kind of get me a little jealous. But if anything, maybe like a little motivation to kind of get going and catch up.
That's good.
So, I mean, that's almost like what would be the word, Drew, for healthy jealousy? If there is such a thing,
that
it's not envy.
It's not envy. Then it's really just jealousy. Because envy, you have to knock another person down, or that's your impulse.
Yeah.
While jealousy, you can say, "Geez, that can be a source of inspiration too." Gosh, that makes me upset that they have that. But damn it, I'm gonna strive to do the same. Yeah.
Thank you, dude. Thank you for the call. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. Crap that you get jealous over on Facebook and Instagram. I said I have to recuse myself from this because, like, I'm definitely not so, like, I'm not so self-aware that I don't get jealous. It's that I only follow, like, Victoria's Secret models and MMA fighters. So their life's already so cartoonish to me. There's nothing to get jealous. You know, like, obviously, you're Gisele Bündchen. Of course your life rips. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I guess if I follow, like, more of my friends or something. Yeah. Hello, Stu.
Howdy.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing all right. How about you guys?
Living large, brother.
Cool. The thing I get most jealous of on Facebook is when my friends, they just get on there and they cry about their relationships. And it's like...
Why? Because you don't have one?
Kind of. But it's to the point where, like, you know what I would do to, like, just have a warm body to fall asleep next to? Like... You should appreciate what you have, not like, oh, it's not like my version of perfect. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I hear you, and I hope you find a worthwhile relationship soon. But I have to say, like, as a guy who is in, and I'm not trying to rub salt in the wound, as a guy who's in, like, a great, healthy marriage where I love my wife, like, I would never think to air out my dirty laundry on Facebook if my wife and I got in an argument. So the guys that you're looking at that are bitching and moaning about their relationships are probably not in that great a relationship.
Yeah,
it's
not happy. Yeah, grass is always greener. You don't want to.
Because, I mean, would you guys agree? You guys are all in
100%.
Nice, right? Like, you wouldn't.
You see that and you're just like, oh, why are you guys, why are you guys even together?
Yeah.
Like, why would, why would you post anything about your relationship on Facebook?
Because everyone.
They're just looking for attention.
Everyone gets in arguments with their wife.
Dudes that are posting things about their girlfriends, and that's like, that's even worse. That's even worse than chicks just trying to get, like, a couple comments from their girlfriends. You're a guy trying to get some comments? Like, come on.
You know what I really don't like on Facebook? What I will say is when chicks, mostly it's chicks that do it, but they post, like, mysterious comments about stuff that's going on in their life, so you're almost forced to go, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, like, what's wrong? What's really wrong?
They're all just fishing. That's like, what Facebook,
don't you hate it when someone you love betrays you?
Yeah.
And you're like,
all right, Jessica, what happened?
Let's hear
is
it.
Your dad upset at you? Did your husband
that's I feel
you?
Like that's all. I stopped going on Facebook, but it links to my Instagram and my Twitter, so I post on there, but I don't really go on there because it's so depressing. All it is just people being downers looking, just fishing for attention, you know?
Yeah.
I just feel like it's so sad.
Ooh, high school
I will
pictures.
Say, though, it has kept me in touch with some people. Like, initially I said, because I'm the guy who didn't get invited to any of my high school reunions, so I was kind of like bitter guy. But then I thought, like, you know what? I actually do keep in contact with some people that I'm genuinely interested in, like, what's going on in their life.
That's
and
good.
I never would have had any contact with right. these people yeah, yeah. if it wasn't
and, like,
for...
And, family, like, that lives, you know, overseas or something like that, if you have...
No,
not you personally,
I was
but...
going to say my dad's family all dead.
No, my wife's family lives in South Africa, so it's and nice for her to they stay together.
My mom's side of the family, all Mexican, therefore they live 1 mile radius away from us.
from
yeah, so it's like I don't really need...
Of course, there are good things three. About Facebook, though.
Hello, Riley.
Aha.
Yes.
What's up?
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
We're talking about Facebook so, there.
For the most part, mine is, I would say, a little bit of jealousy mixed with I just don't understand. I'm 24.
Uh-huh.
I have a lot of friends from high school that... I have a girl who is just constantly in Europe. Like, I just don't understand. She's home. Like, she comes home. She doesn't live there. But
is she Dr. Drew's daughter?
No.
She got a sugar daddy over there.
Mm-hmm. Is just constantly... She's not the type, though. Not the type to have a sugar daddy. Very, like, seems like she's just kind of doing it on her own.
Sugar daddy in
but
America.
Always... Maybe.
Yeah.
She, but, again, doesn't seem like the type. To have that kind of relationship. Wasn't that type when I knew her before. And just kind of like is always in different places in Europe, but doesn't seem to have like a job or stay in like America long enough to have a job to like save up to go to Europe all the time. God. And I'm just constantly seeing pictures like I'm a very independent 24-year-old, I would like to say.
Do you have a beautiful bosom?
I do.
Yeah.
But,
I say good for your friend.
I guess.
The Dirty Heads will take you on tour. Easily see Europe.
Yeah, you want a job?
Yeah. When we get back, speaking of the Dirty Heads, we're going to hear some new music, Drew.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Thank you to everybody who called in that open forum. It was a good one. It was a good one. 1-800-520-1067 is our number for the evening as the Dirty Heads have broken our phone lines. 1-800-520-1067. Now we will take your calls regarding anything you want here on Loveline.
1-800-LOVE-191.
No one else can find the trouble so quickly or repair it so economically.
Loveline is coming back.
On this week's big podcast with Shaq, is Shaq a helicopter sports dad like Diddy?
In a few years, Sharif will have his opportunity to play college ball. Don't tell me that Shaq's going to end up being like Diddy. Going after a coach and going out in handcuffs at practice.
You know what? I don't believe the media most of the time.
Speculation.
However,
right.
If somebody disrespect my son, I'm going to have to also get arrested. Any form of disrespect was going on, I'd probably have to go see the coach.
Oh, man.
I'd probably have to go see the coach.
You get arrested, this show gets canceled.
Listen, I know Ray Donovan. We'll be out in 5 minutes.
The Big Podcast with Shaq.
That's me. It's up right now at podcastone.com.
That's podcastone.com.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, bro.
The Dirty Heads are here. And before we take your calls, again, our special number for the night, 1-800-520-1067, because the Dirty Heads literally broke our phone.
Sorry.
That's what we do.
We are going to hear a new single from the band, End of the World. Jared, Matt, tell us a little bit about the song before we play it.
Like I said earlier, it's not about the end of the world, like post-apocalyptic, like we're all, not post, like apocalyptic, like we're all going to die, end of the world thing. It's more of a, started off as a love song, and then we're like, we can't write a love song. Everybody writes love songs. And we're like, well, how about this writing challenge? How about we write a love song without it being that typical love song between a man and a woman. And then we were thinking this very cool, you know, in my mind, it painted this very vivid picture of a man that was in love with the sea, and he couldn't get away from the sea. No matter how hard he tried, he always had girlfriends at home and always had these girls on land, but something about the sea would always call him back. And I thought that was very romantic, because the ocean is endless and people aren't, and you know,
and mysterious.
And she's immortal, but she loved him back, and so she was always calling him back. So it was this romance between this man and the sea, and then he ended up growing old and passing away on her, and that was like passing away on her. But you know, and then he was like, you know, it was like, take me to the edge of the world, take me to the ends of the world, not right. The end of the world, you know,
the edges of,
yeah. So yeah. She showed him everywhere, and she's seen everything. She, you know, she literally, it's say the ocean had a spirit. She's been there for everything. She's, you know, conquered everything and seen every war and everything that's ever happened. And he's just this mortal little dude that she happened to fall in love with, and we just thought that was like something so big, and just this mortal little guy. We just thought it was a really cool picture and painting and almost movie that we created, and thought it was just special, and it kind of hit everybody in the band differently with a different message. And I noticed, like, I'd show people the song and they'd start crying, or Rome was crying while we were recording vocals or something. I was like, what is this? You know, there was something magical to it. There was something special to it that people took away from it that wasn't just this story that we were trying to write about.
Beautiful. Yeah. That is actually a very sweet story. I'm glad I asked.
Thanks.
End of the World is the title of the song from the Dirty Heads, who join us here on Loveline. Yes, that is End of the World from the band The Dirty Heads. Hey. Jared and Matt, mm-hmm. Join us.
Yeah, man.
Dirtyheads.com is where you need to go to find out about the Everything is Awesome tour, about the albums, about everything in the world of The Dirty Heads. They will be on the Everything is Awesome tour with Slightly Stupid, who was here earlier in the week.
So. Cannot wait.
Yes.
Cannot wait. We've only done a couple of shows with those guys. Everybody thinks we've toured with them before, but we've never have. It would make sense that we had toured with them.
Drew thinks you are them.
I know. Because we met you guys both around the same time, so I would literally flip.
Is that why, like, I would see you at like Weedy Roast and comes ahead, and you'd be like, "Who are you? Know, why are you hugging me?"
No. It's not that.
I'm just kidding.
It's just like, you just didn't want you to hug me, though. Yeah.
You spent 33 years at K-Rock, and it's like Drew is like, there's not bands anymore. There's just musical styles.
Yeah.
So like, if you are from 1983, it's like you could be in the Talking Heads or Skritti Politti. Drew's just like, hey, new wave.
Yeah.
You know. And then if you're in the Dirty Heads or Sublime or Slightly Stupid,
we're all there.
It's just like you're the same guy.
Yeah,
you're all one happy family. 1-800-520-1067. I think we can get to a call before we get a break here. Let's see. Hello, Heidi.
Yes, hi.
What's up?
Hey, no.
Okay, so, you know, my husband and I have been married since college, and we recently decided to have an open relationship. We were virgins when we met, and we were only with each other until recently. And I just wanted to know, like, when you hear that, do you think, okay, this is dangerous territory, you're heading down a wrong road, or do you think that it's possible to do this and still have a healthy, strong relationship?
First thought I have is, that's why you don't get married when you're 21 and a virgin. Or whatever, right out of college. Well, why you 18, go out and experience other things, because inevitably somebody goes, hey, I'm not done.
Yeah,
I'm not going to die without doing a little something-something. And sure. So the only way you salvage that relationship is by clinging together while somebody goes through that, but one or both of you. And it's terribly dangerous territory, right?
Really? Okay. I mean, because I feel like so far it's gone pretty well for us. Like, I think we've been married for a long time, and it's been pretty strong, and we haven't, as long as we're honest with each other, it seems like it's kind of like our chance to experience.
Hasn't anybody things. Has either of you been very active yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
has one person been more active than the other?
In phases, I would say.
Okay.
To me, it's one of those things that you know, you're not raping. You're not murdering. It's not like you're doing some. You know what I'm saying? You and your husband have come to an agreement, and no one can tell you how to construct your marriage. But I will say, I mean, you're playing with fire.
It's just one of those things. You're playing with dangerous fire. Territory. But you know, if he gets you through this, then good.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I figured in the beginning that this would just be maybe like a phase.
But now that it's now that we're into it, I feel like I don't know how this phase would actually end.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and that's and this is again out of speculation because I've never gone down this road, but I find it hard to believe that when a guy is in, a straight male is involved, that you can close that Pandora's box. You know, like
So it's like, what do? You just say, okay, are we done this week? Are we not do this anymore? Or do you keep going?
Yeah, because like, after that, it's like that's what I would say is scary. After that, as from a dude's perspective, he's going to be like, well, I don't want to stop. Having my wife that I enjoy spending time with and banging other chicks.
Yeah. Not only is he not going to stop, he's going to get to a place where, this is a little better. And like, this is even better. Yeah. And then that's the end of wifey.
Yeah. And then, younger chicks, and you're going to get older and they're going to stay the same age.
And you could, or the same thing is true someone, for her. I could easily see someone start to get bitter if that, if you do try to close that off. Like a guy be like, wait a second, no. Right. This isn't what I agreed to. Yeah. I agreed to as much poontang as I want.
Yeah. Well, one person's more successful, like you said. One person's just going out constantly banging people, and the other one can't. And
that would be my wife. Like, and I.
Yeah, for sure. Me too.
Like,
oh,
I'd
I'm
be
definitely...
at home. I'd be like, I totally have dates.
Yeah, I've seen you. We're definitely the ugly one. Like, how did that guy get that chick?
My wife's butthole would be echoing and whistling from all the love she gets from the African American community.
That's all I think about, Mike. Usually. Gets me through the days.
My wife's whistling butthole. That's her Indian name.
I was just going to say that thing.
1-800-L-O-V-E. Oh, excuse me. 1-800-520-1067. The Dirty Heads are here. Dirtyheads.com. This is Loveline.
Look, Mommy. What's that up in the sky?
Oh, that's just Dr. Drew. He's always been up there.
More Loveline still to come.
Hallelujah!
I'm a 32 or a medium. Hi, it's Heather McDonald. Please join me for my podcast, Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald, because you know how much I love a juicy scoop. Besides talking about the hottest topics that intrigue me, I am also going to have great guests join me. Shannon Bedore on The Real Housewives of OC, telling us everything about what is going on with her life, as well as hilarious Chris Frangiola, who is my coworker and good friend from Chelsea lately. So please join us. Yay!
Download a new episode every Thursday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.
Jared and Matt from the Dirty Heads. This is why I say guys are strange.
Because of us?
At least guys like in that comic book kind of horror sci-fi world is that most of the time, not all the time, of course, there is exceptions to this rule, and I've seen them with my own eyes at Comic-Con. A woman will know how big she is. Like, she's not going to dress as like the Khaleesi if she's 300 pounds. But, like, pretty much exclusively guys that have man boobs go as, like, Wolverine. You know? And you're like, why?
Yeah.
Like, because why wouldn't you be something character. That covers you up? You know?
Because they want to be something that they're – that's probably why they like that character.
I guess. Maybe, yeah. They escape the idea.
Yeah.
Of
but it is hilarious.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, yeah. And also, there's something about that level of confidence or indifference to, like, your appearance that I so envy because – but at least Drew and I, we know, like, are so neurotic about how we look.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that a guy can walk around shirtless as...
I'd say, what a cool play. That, I just think maybe the level of acceptance at those... and in that community is cool. That's a good thing to say.
Like, I totally agree.
Who cares if you're a 300-pound guy? Everybody wants to see a fat Wolverine. Or maybe, you know what? We're probably just not big enough comic book geeks. There probably is in some other universe a super fat Wolverine.
Yeah, like Wolverine's let himself go.
And he's like, what? No, this is his actual character.
Wouldn't you think, though, if you had titanium bones that you would let yourself go? Super, like, why lift weights if you are unbreakable?
Yeah.
You know?
You're going to get emails now. Like, for why that is.
And
he's
I always
just naturally
thought,
shredded all the time.
I don't know why, because I don't know enough about comic books, but I always thought, at least from the comic books, I remember Wolverine was kind of like a short, stocky guy. Like, he was definitely buff, but wasn't he like...
Yeah, he was a short, stocky guy.
He was like a Rusamar Paul Harris kind of guy.
That's what I took him as, like, not, as when...
Yeah, like, he should be
very
like...
Very hairy.
I mean, I know Hollywood's Hollywood, but, like, Hugh Jackman seems a little tall. Like, should be like Joe Rogan should be the Wolverine or something, you know? Like a short but, buff guy, yeah. You know? Like, I guess there's not a lot of Joe Rogans in Hollywood. Never mind. Who's with me?
Sure.
Yep.
Who's gonna, like, okay, Superman versus Batman's happening.
Yeah.
How is that a thing?
I don't know.
Because I'm a much bigger fan of Batman because he's just a dude that balls and buys cars and stuff.
Yeah.
But how you fight, Superman blows fire and flies.
Yeah.
How do you beat him?
He's got a cool cape.
He's got a dope.
Probably kryptonite.
Superman flies to outer space, and he's like, "I'll be back. I'm going to space."
Yeah, I feel like it's a very
uneven
fight. How is that a fight?
But no, there's like a whole series about it, isn't there? I mean, that's where it came from.
I get. Well,
it's
Batman
not just a screenplay. Like that was an actual
Batman's smart enough and ballin' enough that he could probably get some kryptonite, right?
Exactly.
Like he could like get his hands.
That's what
on
I'm thinking. I never really followed them. They weren't. Neither of them goes.
Well said.
What?
Well said.
Yeah, see you later.
Dirty Heads are here. Hello, Sean.
Hey, guys. What's going on? You guys live?
You live.
So, I am an expecting dad. I've been married to my wife for about a year now.
Congratulations, dude.
Thank you. I have a really good friend of mine that I've been there, you know, through thick and thin with. And recently, I started feeling more than a friend towards her, and she's kind of expressed the same thing, and I'm kind of stuck, and I'm not, you know, I don't want to screw things up with having a kid on the way and being married, but lately, it's those feelings have been stronger.
You do not hang out with this woman.
Okay.
You do not let the train leave the station. You have a choice here. You can let this thing run uncontrolled, in which case your little family you're trying to establish is being jeopardized, or you do the adult thing and you go, look, we're having these feelings. That's okay. People have feelings, and we don't have to cave into them. We can agree that, you know, hanging out together, probably too dangerous. Let's not do this. It's a bad idea.
That's something that's a little confusing to me, Drew. In my personal experiences, all like my girlfriends or my wife, like I feel like I like this chick as soon as I meet him. Mm-hmm. You know, like I, you know, and then love comes later, but like you immediately are attracted to them. Can you fall in love with somebody after years and years and years of knowing them, or are you really in love with them the whole time? You just finally are admitting it to yourself.
No, it's more like he is feeling lonely. His wife is pregnant. They're not as connected as they should be. Or maybe that relationship has been not as, you know, connected as for whatever reason. And then there's other women who is suddenly showing him some real interest and some availability and some intimacy.
And
he's somebody with not so great boundaries and starts falling into this thing and off he goes.
But there I will go. Say to kind of maybe comfort you a little bit, Sean, I do think it is common for expecting dads to freak out a little. And just maybe even, I'm not saying go cheat or making excuses for you, but I don't think there's something wrong with you to get feelings that you're maybe not understanding.
But if you cheat on your wife when she is in her most vulnerable moment,
you suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and that's, you know, and that's why I wanted to get out, you know, get an opinion from you guys because, you know, I always listen to you guys and, you know, you guys give probably some of the best advice I've gotten for a while. So, yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Good luck, buddy.
I appreciate it. And good luck. Good luck and congratulations again. Let's see here. We got a follow-up. I guess we gave this guy advice before. We'll see how this works out. Hello, Chris.
How's it going, guys? You guys live so hard.
You live very hard, sir.
One thing before I discuss. Psycho Mike, you said Monday you're going to be on the Today Show?
Yeah, that's right. Monday the 6th of July, I will be on the Today Show. I can't believe it, but that's a reality. Thank you.
Okay, I'm just writing that on a post note and sticking on my forehead right now because I will watch that.
I want you to keep that that post note on your forehead till Monday. Just walk around town.
I will, and I will staple gun it so that way.
All right. No, no. Okay.
I don't need that.
Okay. I called you guys last week, and you guys gave me some excellent advice about a coworker that I wanted to date, and I wasn't sure the protocol, like how to go about things. And I'm still trying to grow a pair. She guys said just ask her for coffee, and I'm progressing a little bit. You know, there's been more talking, flirting, smiling, stuff like that. And my plan was to ask her out or ask her to coffee this weekend. And as of yesterday, a very close friend, female friend, asked me if she could stay at my house, room with me for 2 months.
And it's just a platonic friend?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, but I don't think this should stop you.
It shouldn't?
No, okay. Because if it's really just a someone who's in a pinch and needs a place to stay and there's no romance, then you know you should be able to explain that away to this girl you want to ask out.
Yeah, I don't think that would weird somebody out that they have a guy roommate or a girl roommate.
It might even make you look like a better dude. I'm just hooking my friend up.
Yeah, super trustworthy.
Okay, so just
not so rapey.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, as far as
right
we
on,
know.
Guys.
Yeah. Speaking of not so rapey.
Yeah,
when I
up?
First started hosting the show,
why are you staring directly at me?
Because I feel like you're the one who can help me with this, Jared. Matt might be a bit rapey himself, so I
jackhammer.
Yeah. Yep. When I first started hosting the show, Anderson was talking to a stand-up comedian who he still refuses to tell me who it was, and Anderson said, "Yeah, so this guy Mike Catherwood is going to start hosting Psycho Mike." He's going to start hosting the show, and the guy, this stand-up comedian, goes, and I said, "What, you don't like him?" He's like, "I like him. He's just a little rapey."
he said he seems a little rapey. Seems a little rapey.
Who was it?
Yeah. I'll never tell you. Ever. Ever. I've been sworn to secrecy.
Says that you were rapey?
Yeah.
He got a rapey vibe from you?
Yeah.
I mean, can you blame him?
I mean...
The man's had sex with like peanut butter and door jams and his friends.
Yeah, but I'm not rapey.
Yeah, rape the
I'm gross.
Peanut butter.
I'm loady.
I think that's what he meant.
He claims that he wants to cut women's heads off because he wants to have sex with them so bad.
No. I just said that sometimes.
He has a fantasy of effing women to death.
You can't be rapey now. You've already like said too much.
You're the other side of rape.
Yeah, now it's just funny.
I oftentimes will watch like extremely ridiculous collections of hot women get so frustrating to me that I do sometimes think that maybe I should behead them. But
that's not rapey.
It's nothing rapey. 1-800-520-1067. Matt and Jared from the Dirty Heads are here. My friends, this is Loveline.
Loveline. Right back. Switch on, press talk button, and you broadcast. No wires needed, yet voices travel back and forth.
All right, here's a question for you. Would you listen to a podcast featuring a comedian and a magician?
Nope.
Of course not. Nobody would. That's why we locked that comedian and magician in a room with a burlesque queen.
Yes!
Because we're pretty sure even if it's awkwardly horrible, it's gonna be funny.
I'm Fraser Smith.
And I'm Jim Bentley.
And our co-host, Harper Rose.
We might take comedy seriously, folks, but we don't take ourselves too seriously.
And of course, there's nothing funnier than a good dose of low self-esteem.
We're idiots.
Yes, we are.
You see? That's funny.
An astute observation has led to laughter.
I want to invite you to laugh with us as we bring you the Fraser and Bentley podcast.
Every Wednesday, only on Podcast One. That's podcastone.com.
That would be way sexier if you could actually see her.
Bring on the fun bags.
Yay! So, like, basically, like,
Yeah.
I really like you guys, dog. Like, I don't know if you need like,
roadie. Like you too, Rudy. You're a homie, man.
Jared,
you're
like, Matt, like, you guys need like roadie or like a security dog?
Oh yeah, I think you'd be really good for you and your cousins come out and do security for us.
I could bring all my primos, few, right? Dog. I could bring my primos, like I could bring Reaper and Listo and Little Maniac,
Baby Joker,
Ceiling Fan. And Subwoofer and Cutlass Sierra and Turkey Supreme and Flaco Neck and Impetigo Scrotal Machete and Palm Comb and Buster Keaton and Flavio Almeida.
Bring them all.
Like, and all those vatos, dog. I could bring Keyboard. And Morrissey, and
why do
and Biscuit Lips, and
Flaco neck was
the best. Flaco neck. Flaco neck's a dope.
Because I pictured him.
Oh, no. Because the Vato's got a big head like a pumpkin, but his neck little, like a, looks like a Red Bull can. His neck is like a little and skinny, but he's like big and buff. And he's like, hey, dog, what's up with my neck? And like, what happened was he fell asleep one time. And it's because his uncle dog was dealing Scrante the meth. And he fell asleep in it, but only his neck was in the meth, and it made his neck all skinny. But the rest of his body stayed crazy normal, dog. So, like, and it never went back. Like the guy at the end of Beetlejuice when they shrunk his dome. But it's only his neck. He's like, look at my neck, dog. I'm Flaco neck. And Wind Beneath My Wings, and my other cousin, Wolf Nipple Chips. My other cousin, Queef Jerky.
Yeah.
My other cousin, Kiefer Sutherland.
He's your cousin, huh?
Yeah, but not that one.
Oh, it's
a different one. My other cousin, Floppy Floppy Panocha. Later, Rudy.
Bring them all.
See you, dude.
He's gotten high since he was last in here.
Yeah.
Well, no, Jared's extra special kush kicked in. Just wrecked his dome. Hello, Anna.
Hello, hey guys.
What's happening?
All right. So on Friday, my girlfriend she proposed to me, and you know, honestly, out of spite, I said yes.
Spite to whom?
I'm sorry.
Who was the spite towards?
Not out of spite, just out of the in the moment, out of after the whole day, just out of not out of spite, but out of, you know.
Do you feel like your girlfriend was more motivated by the new constitutional ruling as opposed to just really wanting to marry you?
No, I don't. It's not that. It's not that. I love her, you know, but, you know, the weekend has passed by, you know, she told her family, I told my family, and, you know, I don't really know how I feel about marriage. I mean, I don't really think it's for me. I don't think I, you
well,
know.
Well, you got to be honest. That. Yeah, I mean, and there's something, and Drew and I actually talked about this today, I think with Ann Coulter, saying, like, just because now you've earned the right to get married, which is great and all, there's probably a lot of gay and lesbian individuals who are like, uh-oh,
yeah,
the jig is up.
Yeah, like, I've heard that joke numerous times. It's like, oh, it's really, like, actually happening.
I really don't want to get married. Just this is a very convenient excuse not to marry my girlfriend or boyfriend.
I don't think that feeling is weird. Like, when me and my wife, before we got married, we even talked about, like, we don't need a piece of paper, some state to tell us that we're together. Like, are we going to be super anti? And then, you know... I don't know, I just, maybe some people feel that way, and you don't need that sort of,
Yeah, exactly.
Acknowledgement, you know?
Yeah, but, you know, like, I mean, it's just been, you know, like, 3 days, and now I'm just thinking, what did I do, and, you know, how...
Well, that's no way to go into, listen, that's no way to go into a marriage.
That's the way it goes.
Right. So you're going to have some kind of talk with her about how marriage is something we're never interested in the first place. And you thought you might be with her. You loved her so much that you thought, okay, I'd give us a try. But now that you've thought about it and your feelings, your instincts are very much against it in your case.
And by the way, if that's truly how you feel, that is the most loving thing you can do for her. Because just kowtowing and doing it because you feel like you have to is not... That's not love. That's not what it's about.
So much worse.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I agree. All right. Thank you, guys.
All right, good luck.
Let's talk to Carol. Hello, Carol.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Hey, now.
Well, I'm doing okay. My question is there a good time to bring up something like you will never tell the person you love them?
Why? Do you mind me asking?
How do you know?
Yeah, like, why would you make that come to that conclusion?
Because I will never say it.
Why?
And I was abused as a child.
Oh, okay.
From the age of 4 till about 14 when I ran away from home. And the person who was the abuser always said, I love you.
Mm. Okay.
And always you know, connected the two acts.
I understand why
I've had relationships where I cared very deeply for the person and got to the point where they eventually said it first, and things just fell apart after that because they're expecting you to say it back.
All right, so listen, I understand that you have deep hatred for the
perpetrator
and the feelings attached to the phrase, but have you had some treatment?
Yes.
And how long did you stay in treatment for?
It was about a year and a half when I was 30.
All right, so that's inadequate, right? I mean, you've barely had, for the amount of trauma you've had, you've barely gotten into treatment. So why not get back in and really undo some of the power of, to which this perpetrator has have over you, frankly?
But see, I never feel like they do have until it comes down to having to say words that to me just don't mean anything.
Well,
I don't think they're ever going to mean anything.
Okay, and listen, that's your prerogative. You're a grown woman, but instead of trying to figure out how to level with someone and say that you'll never say those words, I think Dr. Drew is coming on to something that's a little bit more appropriate, and then you should work to get to a point where you do feel comfortable saying
those words. Where you don't have an intimacy disorder.
I don't think it is an intimacy disorder, though.
No, it is.
Fine with sex. I'm fine with living with somebody.
Intimacy, though. If you literally are making the claim, I'm putting a flag down saying I'm never saying the words I love you, there's something wrong with intimacy. And by the way, plenty of people have sex. I actually banged the state of California before I got married. And I still am working hard to wrap my head around what true intimacy is. So don't correlate the two. They're not always kind of intertwined. I mean, I think that there's a Venn diagram middle ground, but...
And it's understandable why you feel the way you do. It's not as though you're being irrational or unreasonable. But otherwise, if you're not going to do anything about that, you've sort of stated as much just now, I would tell people very early.
Ladies and gentlemen, go to dirtyheads.com. Find out about the Everything is Awesome tour with them, the Dirty Heads, and Slightly Stupid. The new single, End of the World, we heard it earlier today. Matt, Jared, listen, anyone even tangentially affiliated with the Dirty Heads is always welcome in these parts. We love you guys. It's always great to see you.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, Rudy's seeing the parking lot.
Yeah, Rudy's waiting in the parking lot with his bong already packed. All right, and in this crazy mixed up world that makes you think that nobody cares, remember one thing, we do. Be good, people.
This has been Loveline.
The opinions expressed on Loveline are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or the station.
Loveline is produced by Ann Ingold.
Engineered by Anderson Cowan.
Loveline.
Game over, man. It's game over.
The ending just felt flat.
I do believe that is the end.
Stanley. Stanley. Stanley.
This concludes another PodcastOne.com program.